סמיגס פרשת שירה. סעד בודאון, someone asked him, חיים קניאבסקי, and he had a daughter, it's passed to call her שירה. She was born in פרשת שירה. So Chaim asked him, if she was born in Pasha's Pora, you call her Pora? Chaim is very much against Shira. People come with Tzolos, he says, because of the name Shira. Not going into it, but... So, I know people that came with kids that didn't have Shidduch. He said, for sure, the name is Shira. Change your name, you'll have a Shidduch. He's very much against the name Shira. This week, someone told me, went to ask Reb Chaim, he had a baby, Pasha Shira. He told him, if you're born in Pasha's Pora, you'll call her Pora. Before we go to Seder HaParshias, there's a vote that I want to say over my father-in-law. It's Emes Lamita Dike Volt. And it's also a chinuch and a shkofe how to learn chazal. Ki rabbi men. Today we'll learn one chazal. We have parshas b'shalach, it's called parsha shira. Klal Yisrael gerad in Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, we are zeichet, the kriyas yam, suluf nisim v'nifloes. Try to get back to it in a second. We finish to have the Kriyas Yamsuf. We sing a beautiful song of Oz Yashir. The Noshim go out with Miriam. They also sing a Shira. Get to it. Vayasa Moshe Yisrael miYamsuf. Vayelchu Shloshes Yomim baMidbar veLo Yimotzu Moy. They went for 3 days and they didn't find water. Vayovayu Moroso veLo Yochlu Lishtes Mayim. And they came to Morah and they could not drink the water. Kimorimer. Vayiloinu Morom al Moishe leimo yuman ishte. Vayitzak el Hashem vayoreyu Hashem etz. Vayashlech el amayim vayum teku amor. Shom som loichoyku mishpot v'shom nisol. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows this story. More from every parasha in the Torah, everyone knows the story. After the Shira, Vayisuder Shleish Yisyomim, Veloimotsu Maim, Vayiloinu Am Al Moishe, Vayavoyu Lemoro, Veloyuchlu Lishtes Maim, Mimoro, Kimorimen. Vayiloinu Am Al Moishe, Leimor, Man Ishte, Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayoreyu Eitz, Vayashlech Al Amoim, Vayum Tekru Amoim, Shom Sam Lechoyku Mishpat Vishom Nisom. The reason you're more familiar for this from every different parasha in the Torah is because Chutz from Kiras HaTorah and Shtaymik HaVeichot Targum, every time in Pesach, when we read Oz Yashir, Mishuma, we don't stop in Oz Yashir. We just finish this parasha also, just to finish with a bit of taste. After Kriyas Yamsuf, every Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we read the whole Shire, how nice it was, and then the first slip of Klal Yisrael, Vayiloinu Amal Moshe, Vayiloinu Lishtesmayim, Yimoro Kimorimem. Yeah, I would really think it's inappropriate to read it in Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So Yontef, everything is good, everything is nice and rosy. And here we read the whole parsha and we just finish. And you know, and right away they went to Morah and they were complaining, Hashem take care of them. Yeah, but sometimes I thought maybe with the psukim, with the aliyas, it doesn't work out, but it's not the real answer. But this is the reason in the meantime that everyone knows this chazal, this pasuk. What is the pshat in the pasuk? So if you learn Chumash Rashi, you know one thing. If you learn Shas, you know something else. And the Grashi state, they went 3 days, was no water. They came to Mora, the water was bitter. They threw a tree inside, it became sweet. But we learn Gemara, right? We believe Chazal tell us a whole different story. Gemara Bava Kama, Tebeis Amud Beis. Tebeis Amud Aleph. But we'll learn the sugya together to understand that this gemara is not stam gemara; it's a real gemara. Not maybe you tell me if it's agadite. Some people say agadite. You know, you don't ask kashas from agadite. So hazash kofe. I want to tell you this chazal is a real chazal. Tei beis amud alef. Tiknu chazal shiyukoyim b'sheni v'chamishi. Zog the gemara mitakonas Ezra. We have kriyas adoiro sheni, chamishi, and Shabbos. Everyone knows Mishnah Shmo Bekame. I think the Mishnah is in Pei. Later. I said, the Gemara, I saw a Takonis Tikkun Ezra, Pei Beis. שיוקרים במינכה בשבת, בשני בחמישי. פרק דגמור הקש, עזרא מתקן. עזרא רוז מתקן שני בחמישי. מוישה רבינו רוז מתקן שני בחמישי. שנאמר, דתניה וילכו שלוש יום במדבר ולא ימצאו מים. דור שרשום מסעים רעים, אין מים אלא תירא. שנאמר, הביא כל צום הלכו למים, 3 days they didn't learn. כיוון שהולכו שלוש יום בלא תירא, נילו. ואילו היינו עום. That's what happens without תירא. עום דנביאים שביניהם ותיקנו להם שיוקרים בשבס, ומפסיקים באחד בשבס, וקרים בשני, מפסיקים שלישי ברביעי, וקרים בחמישי. כדי שלא יולינו גימל יום ולתאיר דור שרשו מסיימרים הולכו ולאים שלוש יום ויחו של יום המדבר ולאימוצו מים they didn't learn so the Ezra was metaken so Moshe was metaken so the Gemara tells us that this is the pshat and if someone else says different he's happy koyos yeah so why don't tell me I got it this the Gemara is asking a kasha so how could say that Ezra was metaken it so me weiss as Moshe was metaken it me weiss that this would happen that's not a drash I don't need proofs to learn what Chazal says I'm Islam mitzvah but I know some people think eh Chazal so what happened they didn't find water so the Marsha doesn't start Marsha says chutot don't she reshum us aimam el maim el atoiro it really looks like out of order yeah then they came to the tree and they threw a tree and became sweet so we'll explain everything soon maybe on Teira but so the Marsha says the Gemara had a raya to make such a drash because the pasuk finishes שום שום לא יחויקו משפט ושום ניסור ויורה יועץ וישר המים ויותקו המים שום שום לא יחויקו משפט ושום ניסור מינו מורו נצטבו על שבס זמירס פורעדומו דינים שום שום לא יחויקו משפט ושום ניסור זאת דמרשו if the חט was not תירה so what is the שום שום לא יחויקו משפט וייס טויס דגמור נו that he didn't learn gleich besham sam le khoyk mishpat besham nisol gleich hashem gave them tay right away was given the hechig from the gemar ba shel chidush ha godes also no am islam mit shel tay so this is the proof of chazal so how we are right that what our pasuk when the pshat is as it chofetz chaim when he is meramez al ha-teira Be'etzem, it's a terrible thing what is happening here. Klal Yisrael are going out of Mitzrayim. Oz Yoshir Moshe. Not Oz Shor Moshe, Yoshir Moshe. Zog Rabbi Isaac Chorif. What is Oz Yoshir? Not Oz Shor. They realize that even the water, Hashem, is Shoylet and the ganze Welt. So they took Musa from here. From now on, there's nothing what to be worried. Everything is clear. We know everything is from Bayre Olam. There's nothing what to be worried about. Oz Yoshir, forever. This is what they knew. This is what they realized. Oz Yoshir Moshe. 3 days later, there's nothing what to drink. There's no water. They're starting to complain to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not a biz of bizyoinus. It's not a biz of bizyoinus. How can it happen? 3 days? 3 days? Zog and Chazal, because they didn't sit and learn. A person could be a big bal muser, a big bal aloch, a big machshove. If he doesn't sit and learn, nothing is left. Hashkofe, machshove, all of these classes, gornish. Well, if someone doesn't sit and learn 3 days. You could see Kriyas Yamsuf, the biggest Ashkoche, the biggest Hisalus, Kedisha V'Tahara, the biggest. You don't learn for 3 days. This is the Pshat Aposhut in the Gemara Babakame. V'yel Chush Lo Yishes Yomim V'lo Yimotsu Mayim Dor Shereshum Esayimrim. Avada day was nothing more to drink. Chofetz Chaim says, "Vayovoyu elimo." The next pasuk, "Vishtom shteim esre eino ismayim v'shivim tmorim." Zog the Chofetz Chaim Hakadosh v'ator. Vayovoyu elimo, not vayisu elimo. Vayovoyu next door. There's one more step. They screamed, they cried. Hashem threw water, and then the kid went one more step. And he said, 1 second, full with water. Hashem, exactly in that moment that they started to feel thirsty, they went 3 days without water. They were not complaining yet. Look, Lashon Apostle. Vayenchu shloishes yomim b'midbar v'lo yimotzu mayim. They didn't learn. Could be they had yet water. Vayavoyu marasa. And they came to a place and they'll say, oh, now will be water, and it was bitter. So they were disappointed. What will be now? The answer is, behind the door was water. All ready for them. Hashem had it ready. But without Teira, the Emunah disappears. First, you can hear the best shmuz. Shmuz that we're saying now. And Friday Shabbos, you will not learn. There's nothing. It's Chaval that he came today. Because nothing can be left of it. Nothing. Garnished. This is the Pshutei Shel Mikra with the Gemara. It's the Pshutei Shel Mikra in the Gemara. This is the Pshat in Klal Yisrael. Every year in Shvi Shel Pesach, we read these 3 psukim. Why? We are holding in Shkiras Yamshu, Shvi Shel Pesach. Chazal metakin us, but learn. You think Leila Seder? You thought you were out of Mitzrayim? You mechazik yemuna. This man will start in 7 days. Be nothing left already. You have to learn. So b'meila the kriya of Shvi Shel Pesach doesn't stop in kriyas Yamsuf and Aziyoshu. There's nothing if you don't go Shom Samchayku Mishpat v'Shom Niso, and we read. Two psukim. Vayomer Shomer Tishma B'Kol Elokecho. This is the last passage we read till the end of the parsha. But we reshvi shel Pesach. It's not stamped. Like about psukim, we finish with a bitter taste. We finish with a sweet taste. This is the message. Klal Yisrael, if you don't sit and learn, nothing is left. It says, "Vayuvayu marasa." The Yalkut Shimoni says, "Vayoreyu Hashem eitz, eitz chayim hi lamachazikim bo." So first, it's the Tamchim Dairais are very busy with this pasuk, and it's chayim lamachazikim bo. But the Mefarshim explain, not Eitz Chaim Lamachzikim Oiso, Lamachzikim Bo. If they feel that they're holding on to the Torah, then it's Eitz Chaim. But if they feel that they are supporting the Torah, so it's not Eitz Chaim for them. Eitz Chaim Lamachzikim Bo, not Lamachzikim Oiso. I heard also from Eitz Chaim, I heard it from Tuvi Weiss once, I bring some people to him. That Eitz Chaim Lamachzikim Bo, not Lamachzikim Oiso. People feel I'm supporting Torah, the Torah doesn't give him nothing. Baruch Hashem, I have the schus to support the yeshiva. I have the schus to support Bnei Teire. Oh, machzikim bo, so it's Eitz Chaim. But the Yalkut Shimoni says, and this person, Vayoreyu Eitz, he says, Sha'oilom azeh doime keyam zarzov. V'mishoiches bo Eitz, shu Eitz Chaim shel Teire, nitzo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the moshul. The water is bitter. It's bitter. It looks sour, the world. The world looks sour. Oh, but if you hold on to the Torah, it will be sweet. You'll have the emunah, you will not feel bad. You'll see the things in the right way. So Hashem said, take a tree and throw it into the water. Take a tree and throw it into the water. Hashem took the Eitz Chaim from Torah to give them the message. To give them the message, and again, Al Shtimba the Gemara. Everything was around there. So my father said, he heard from Reb Shmaryo Greineman. His brother. That it says is a medrash. You can find this medrash. Vayashlech Vayorei Yoetz, Vayashlech Elamayim. Vayimtiku amayim. Hamayim humtiku. Vayashlech, Vayorei Yoetz, Vayashlech el amayim. וימתקו המים. המים הומתקו. המים הומתקו. אבל וימתקו המים, זה גמר, יש המים הומתקו. שם עליה. Person has a cup of tea. It's bitter. You put sugar inside and you mix it, it becomes sweet. Why did tea become sweet when you put water, sugar inside? The tea is bitter. The sugar is sweet. When you mix it, what happens? In every area in the cup, a little bit of sugar, a little bit bitter, exactly gishmak in your drink. But the tea doesn't become sweet. It's sweet around, you spreading around sweet inside the tea. Here, the tree, Chazal say, Rashi brings down, it was a bitter tree. It changed the nature of the water. Vayimtiku amayim, hamayim humtiku. Not the pshat, it was like a sugar inside the water. When a person learns Torah, it's not the pshat he knows how to behave. Machshartoy, merumamtoy, megadaltoy. The Torah has to change the person. They say Aristo, you know, but the Goyim was a Chochom, it was called Aristo. The Rambam also gehalten as it was Gven HaChochom. One time they saw him sitting and eating, he was eating like an animal. I asked him, Aristo? Like an animal, hands, fingers, drippy all over, yeah? I asked him, Aristo? He says, now I'm not Aristo, now I'm eating. Now I'm in an off Shabbos. Now I'm playing ball. If you're allowed, I'm not going into the shittas yet. Now I'm in vacation. Now it's been Azmanim. Now I'm home. Now I'm in my dira. A person, everyone who is madrega, yeah? Machshartoy omer amantoy. Hamayim humtiku. This was the and how it happens? When a person sits and learns in vayashlich el amoyim. He puts himself complete harangita. Complete harangita. So Moshe tikkun him l'Yisrael that will not be such a matzav. That will not be such a matzav. I'm saying, this vote, it's Kedai Techazar HaRiba, it's a home over Shvish or Pesach, it's a very nice, I'm saying this vote has two zachen about it. The reason I like this vote very much, because it's the part of the end of the parasha, say it again and again. First, the Teuchen is unsere Ashkofe completely. But also you can see, you have a Gemara that mamish looks fakir from the Pshat. Fakir from the Kshmat, but we come at Apei Beis. Pshat of the Pesukim is mamish mashma andere Sachen ganzen. When you put them together, it's mamish, it's shiny together, it looks teras emes, it looks teras emes. Another vote. Before we go back to start to a little bit learn the parsha, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh. It says, "Vayoshev Hayom Leisonoi." Moshe hit with a stick, and "Vayoshev Hayom Leisonoi." Moshe is yod al hayom, perak yudal et posik chazayin, vayoshev hayom lifnei zboiker leisonoi. Chazal say leisonoi, letznoi harishoi, letznoi harishoi. Zatna hitna, kudosh baruch hu tnai, maise bereishis, tarbi akriyas yamsuf. Vayoshev hayom leisonoi, to the tnai rishoi. So the famous kasha is the Chaim Frank, hopefully Bezra Hashem, when we're learning the parsha, we'll get it, we'll try to answer it. L'chu, the tznai she'itna Hashem if ma'ise bereishis was b'shas dekriya. The yam had to split for Klal Yisrael. So the right way to write v'yoshev, v'yikora hayam be'isonoi. Not v'yoshev hayom le'isonoi. Le'isonoi, when it closed, v'yoshev le'tznai shelo, tznai hita kodesh boruch hu ma'ise bereishis. So he explains that the Rachaim says in the beginning, Seder, that this is not so hard to explain. Maybe because if the Yam will stay splitted, so it will not look that he did it from Moshe Rabbeinu. People will think there was an Aklim change. Something happened, Chweis. Big tsunami, Chweis, something happened. But in the middle that it closed back with Moshe Rabbeinu, so then they realized that the whole split was Moshe Rabbeinu. But the main kasha that Rachaim speaks out, we see that the Yam didn't want to split Le Moshe. Hayom ro vayonos, ma ro ha'oyne shur Yosef, kiyos Yam suf, Hashem had to come, all different things. The Yam didn't want to split. And we see later in the Yarden, it goes a little bit easier. And if you're not sure about it, Pinchas ben Yair, he tells the Noah, split. Split for the other guy, split for the Arab. Split, split, split. And here Moshe Rabbeinu, Hagan Tzemaise, Vayoshev Hayom Leisono, Itnai Hitra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you have to come to Itnai, so why Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair doesn't have to come to Itnai? Yes, then Chilukim in Tirutzi. Zog Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, that when someone sits and learns, the Briyez Meshubet Tulaim De Teireh. And it's not even a miracle. If you are learning Torah, the Briya has to split to you. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is going to do a mitzvah, he tells, no, no, amoid mileches, shani oilich lasis ritzin koini, the Nohor has to stop. And the Rachaim HaKodesh says, tnahit ma'akodesh borchu in ma'ise bereishis. This was a tnai b'dechevtsev ma'ise bereishis. And this stays le'ever filoim de Teire. This was before Kabbalah Sateire, Klal Yisrael didn't have the shtar that they're the called the Bnei Teire. This is the Loshna Rachaim HaKodesh. Shelo hoyo lehem shtar that they're the Bnei Teire. Stop! Workers that came out of Mitzrayim, doing the right stuff. Aber nishkem Bnei Teire. The Yam is Meshubat, the people that are called themselves Bnei Teire. Our life is Teir, not good things in Osa Daf HaYom Yishir. We are Bnei Teir. We are sitting and learning Kol HaYom VeKol HaLayla. To these people, Klal Yisrael didn't have the shtar. The test Yemincho, Chaim explains, Ki B'Yemino Yeminois, Hashem showed that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have the Teir. So with that, Chazal said, the Yam didn't want to split, Hashem said, Asidim Lekabel Es HaTeir. Schus HaTeire. The Tznai Hitna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, he brings down Rachaim, the Yam told Odom Arish and Moshe Rabbeinu, I was created in the fourth day. You were created in the sixth day. I'm more choshev from you. What is the answer? The Teire was created 2,000 years before. You're right. You're more choshev from a person. From a human being, you're more choshev. But from the Teire, you're not more choshev. Because this is the koyach, the Briya is meshubet the Teire. This is the shivu the Briya. The Briya is meshubet the Teire. V'meile, Zag Dor HaChaim HaKodesh, Bar Pinchas ben Yair, it goes smooth. It's not even a chidush. Bar Pinchas ben Yair could split the water. It's not even a chidush that Yeshua, the Achid of Mekabu the Teire, they could split the Yarden. This is the reason it was not a big deal. But when Moshe Rabbeinu came out, then was Taki a grace Zach, and there was the Maile Asidim Atim Lekabel Es HaTorah. If you're holding in this vault, maybe we'll say one more vault in the Sinyan before we start to learn the Parsha. It says, it's a Shire, we have the whole Shire, and then at the end of the Shire it says, V'tikach Miriam HaNeviyo Achois Aharoin Es HaToif Beyodo. ותצאנו כל הנושים אחריו בטופים ובמחוילויס. ותן להם מיריום, שירו להשם כי גאוי גאוי, סוס ורחבוי רומו ויום. And in these two psukim are a lot of questions. פרק נסבוב, פוסוק חוף. ותיקח מיריום הנביא ואחויס ארוין אס הטויף ביודו, ותצאנו כל הנושים אחריו בטופים ובמחוילויס. Before we start, Rashi says, "Betubim mecholis, muftoch esayu tzadkoni shebedor shakadosh baruch hu oseh lohem nes." Ve'hotziu tupim mimitzrayim. How they had drums in the middle of nowhere? Drums. You said it was packed. Because Yamsu, we had drums. Tzadkoni esayu. They knew it would be a nes. They bought the drums. So why Rashi doesn't ask the kasha? V'tikach mirim anavi achos aron esatoyf beyod. How she had a toif. But the Tzedek HaRosh Machiro betupim mecholos, Rashi says from where they had tupi. And Miriam, he doesn't ask. It's not such a kasha. Maybe one drum, I don't know if you get hold of it, yeah? Or Miriam and Avia, Zanazar Yehore, Vatikach Miriam and Avia, Achis Aurin is hatoif beyodo. What is hatoif? Toif, hatoif. So even my father-in-law, Hashem Psayid, I was doing once for Pesach, someone called her Pesach. Say over this vault, Ksaviatim, someone. That it says in the Rambam that Deis Bnei Nevim Hoyolem Ein Nevu Asher Oyelam Yoter Simcha Lefichoch Bnei Nevim Oyolem Toif VeKino VeUgrov SheMenagnim Boim SheTishra Alem Ruach VeKsheRoitzim LeYisnabe Oyem Menagnim BeKlei Shir VeYosher Alem Ruach. So many of the Nevim had a clay shir, said in Rambam, to make themselves. So Miriam, Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah Hatoif, she had Alamol a drum on her. But how the other ladies had a drum? There's a Rashi Tzadkoni, he says. Yeah, some I think in Bris Taina that only Bnei Hanaviyim need a drum. A Navi Alein already doesn't need the drum. It's three questions, famous questions. The Paras Yosef brings down some of these questions here. Why the ladies had to have drums? Why the men didn't make Shira with drums? You could say maybe they didn't know Tzadkonius. So it's a chassidish vote. The vote says called Beisho Elva. They didn't want the men to hear, so they pumped on the drums. Kenza. Not traditional vote. Yeah. The second kasha is Vatan Lohem Miriam to who? So Pasha to the Noshim. Rashi says. So Rashi says Moshe Noshir LaNoshim Voimer Voinim Achov. Umiriyah emeres shiru la'noshim, so it's vatan lohem to the noshim. That's what Rashi tried to explain here, b'shem de mechilte. Moshe mashiru la'noshim, ru'oimer ve'enoyim. Umiriyah emeres shiru la'noshim. What sus ve'roich by Roma v'ayom. And what were the rest of the shira? Only one pasuk. So I signed the chizkuni shteit v'chulu. But then it's very modern. So why this pasuk? He says from the beginning. Yeah, but this is not a pasuk. From where the shira starts? From Oz Yosher Moishu Vnei Yisroel Zashira Azayis LaHashem Vayemru LeMoir Oshiro LaHashem Ki Go Go. Oz Yosher is also the shira, or it starts from Oshiro LaHashem? From where the shira starts? So it's different rayas. Moshe the Medrash that the Aleph came to cry to Hashem. Why the Teir start from Bereishis? Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to pay you twice, in the Shira and in the Anoichi. Shira Shenema Oz Yashir. And the Anoichi starts with the Aleph. So we see the Shira starts from Oz Yashir. We saw Rashi in two parashas ago. Umeoz boi ledaber el paro, yari oisu lo oma ze. Chayecho shatashor Shira beoiz, Shenema Oz Yashir Moishe. Ato imer meoz boi ledaber el paro, you will sing yet with Oz. Shal in the Rambam state, Ariach l'gabi leveino. So the Shira is written different. Space in between. First pasuk, give us Yashir. How you write the first pasuk, give us Yashir. So the Rambam, if I remember right, I think the Rambam holds that the first pasuk is not written by Derech Shira. Rambam doesn't write down as Yosha. After not. So if he doesn't, Chizkuni is right. The Shira starts talking from Moshir LaHashem Ki Go Go. So because we have three questions. Why the ladies had to have drums? Second of all, what is Vatan Lohem? And what is Kisus V'Roch B'Rom V'Yom? What with the rest of the Shira? So here wants a Shein Avot for Reb Tzvi Cheshin, the greatest Tamil Chacham from Yeshiva. It's a big Tamil Chacham from Yeshiva. It's called Reb Tzvi Cheshin. Now he's not here so much. Goyen Oilu said a pshat that Beetz in the Medrash says Alolo Yivdei Avodah Zarah V'Alolo Yivdei Avodah Zarah. How they could go in the Yam? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasidim Hem Lekabel Es HaTorah Be'Har Sinai. Zchus HaTorah, like we explained to Ruach Chaim HaKadosh, the Yam doesn't split for mitzvahs, it splits for Torah. The Bria is Meshubet for Torah. So this is good on the men, but what were the ladies? What were the ladies? The Torah says, the Gemara says, Noshim b'may zachyon, that they wait for the husbands, and they take the kids for the cheder. They help. Vatan lo Miriam. So Miriam came to answer the Malach Yishoros. She told him, Sus v'roich b'yrom avayom. Paroi deserves to drown. But why the horse deserves to drown? That's because it came to help Paroi, right? So if I'm home, coming to help my husband, I have to be saved. So before she posted in Shur HaShirim, Lesusosi berichvei Paroi dimisich rayosi. I'm comparing my wife to the horse of Paroi. It's going to be a pshat in Shur HaShirim. Lesusosi berichvei Paroi dimisich rayosi. So he said the Gevaldik pshat. You know, when you sing, it's very nice. What is a drum exactly? It's a sing? No. It's something that when you sing and you want the singing to come good, to meshabeach, you take a drum. The drum is meshabeach the singing. The noshim, the chefze of their part of Kriyas Yam Suf is that they're the helpers. So the shira, they had to do with helpers. So their shira is you do with drums. This is the ganze mahus. About the ganze mahus of the noshim is the shira about their part of the nes. That the Meshabeach, they're helping the husbands, but mainly their Shira was with a drum. We'll start the parasha a little bit. We'll start maybe with a nice vote. ויית מוישה סיוד על היום בלך השם מסיום ברוח קודם אז לכל הלילה ויוסה מסיום לחרוב וייבוק והמי So here's a very interesting פרק י' פוסק חוף בייס ויובויו בני ישראל בסויך היום in the ocean by הבושו והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומסמילום So they came in בתויך היום by הבושו והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומסמילום with a wolf וידפו מצרים אחריהם, three more psukim, four more psukim, five more psukim, six, חפטס. ובני ישראל הולכו ביבושו בסויך היום, והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומסמלו. So there's two big changes in this פסוק. In פסוק חוף בייס, ויבואו בני ישראל בסויך היום ביבושו. והמים להם חוימו ודבוב ממינום ומסמלו. פוסק חופטס, ובני ישראל הולכו ביבושו בסויך היום. והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומסמלום. Doesn't say with a vov. חזר say, why doesn't say with a vov? The Buddha was so angry. הלא לא יודע את הזורי והלא לא יודע את הזור. Another חזר, פסל מיכו was with them, but it was not with the first חזר. As the Goyen says. הלא לא יודע את הזורי, הלא לא יודע את הזורי. The water was trying to get all angry, they wanted to close. Hashem told where? I see what God was at there. But the water was so anxious to close on them. So it's interesting. The first pasuk says, "I have named the Yisrael by Yabesech Hayom, by Yabosh." Second pasuk says, "My mind lehem choyim over the vav." Second pasuk says, "Of me Yisrael alchu by Yabosh or Besoich Hayom, and my mind lehem choyim over the other vav." So the Goyen said, "As a pshat." It was two groups. It was the first group, the Nachshon ben Aminadav, they jump into the water, Emunah el Boir HaOlam. And then was not Allah lo yudav v'lezorah, Allah lo yudav v'lezorah. These are ma'aminim. So this is the first pasuk. V'yavom le'Yisrael b'soich hayom, when there was water. That was by Yabosho. V'amayim lehem choyma. This water was not angry. It was another group that when it dried up, they stepped in. V'yavom le'Yisrael b'yabosho b'soich hayom. Uhu, these people. V'amayim lehem choyma. These people, the water wanted to wash them over. This is like the Goyen. Beautiful pshat. Shalomeshi says the Andre Pshat also very beautiful. He says, Chazal say, why am I lehem chayma? Chazal say that Pesel Micho, they took with them the Tashel Zov, they were planning to do from the Aron Ishel Yosef, they were planning to do Avodah Zarah. Avada, they didn't have Avodah Zarah mamish, but they had plans to do Avodah Zarah already when they passed inside the Yam Suf. Who had the Pesach Micho? Was Shevet Don. Don was the last Shevet. Ha'me'asif v'chol ha'machnas. So first, when Klal Yisrael started to walk in, what happened? They walked into the water, and some people were outside yet. So this is B'toich Hayom by Abosha. So Shevet Don was not inside, there was no Kitruk. Then when everyone was inside, Fakel, somewhere he was starting to go out. Only Shevet Don was inside. That's by Abosha B'toich Hayom. Then by Amayim Lohem Chayimah. There's a different pshat, that the first time Klal Yisrael went into the water was before the Mitzvah came in even. Fakel, B'toich Hayom by Abosha. Later, Klal Yisrael has time to go out, and it's already a bosha, but it's starting to close behind on the Mitzri. The beginning is the opposite. There's water, the water is starting to split. They're walking in. They carry God going in, the Mitzri come, and then the water starts to close. So, caused by the Mitzri didn't come in, the Yam didn't say, Allah lo'ev David Zorev, Allah lo'ev David Zorev. So, today we split for everyone. When the Yam was told to start to close back, he said, 1 second, why am I not closing on the people in the front? Then the water got angry. I mean, in the second, first pasuk, Ibn Ezra says it, and the pasuk, it's like Ibn Ezra. Ubnei Yisrael, ask you the Pam Acheres, Shenishu Anoshim Yisrael Bayam Oivrim, Vizor Pele Vetech Pele, Kimor Yisrael Bayom Ayosham Ruach Kodim Yabesh, Vizor Shetuvu Mitzrayim, Alken Kosu Bese Bashiro, אז זה אבן עזר לא נפשט. מכל מקום, ויקח מוישס עצמי סיוסף אימוי, כי אשבע אשביע אס בני ישראל למוי, פקוי דפקוי דלקים אסכם ועליסם אס עצמו יסי אימכם. אז אני מפור שמעס השיילה. מפור שמעס השיילה. Why he took דווקא the עצומס of יוסף? Yosef was whole. First it says the Vayachnet, Vayisim Bahorim Bemitzrayim. He was Sholem. And also, the Mishnah Melech brings down that Val Yosef was Nizar Be'einov, and he didn't do all of the Averis. So, Mamele, his Boso was never Markiv. So, Yosef was not only bones. So, why is Vayikach his Atzmos Yosef Imre? So, it's not Psham Pshat, Al Derech HaPshat. Yosef made a shvua that you have to take my atzomas. First, he didn't know if it would be zarecha to be more of atzomas. So, the chiruv to take him was bedin atzomas. And Gada was also flesh, was kementon. But Moshe, the kiruv of shvua was to take atzmas Yosef. Gada was also, was more. But this Moshe, it came with. But the mitzvah, Chazal say, harichacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Ever was Oisek in Bidus Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu was Oisek in the mitzvah of Lekichas Ha'orin Shel Yosef. That mitzvah was the mitzvah for Atzmos Yosef. As a beautiful Orch HaShulcha, Orch Laner, that is Kedai to know, the Medrash brings down that Meshosha, Moshe wanted to leave, the Mitzrim, they put Yosef in an Orin that is made from heavy metal, and they threw it into the water, deep into the water, that will not come out. Moshe wanted to he couldn't get it up, so he took Shema Mefurish. And the notion of the Medrash is Kosve al Cheres, and he put it inside the water, and Miyad Tzof Aroinu Shel Yosef. Frank the Ruch Laner, the Gemara in Sukkah says that Beshosh David HaMelech Chof HaRashitin, Rashi brings down the Makis Tavio, the ones that didn't get the Sukkah on Gimel, that Beshosh Chof HaMoshe Rabbeinu David HaMelech, the Yisrael Beis HaMikdash, he came to a place and was a little Cheres. The Cheres said, don't move me from here. I'm holding here the water from the Tehoim from Mei Bria Sa'olam. He didn't listen. It's the Abdullah Mizamila. She picked it up. And the Tehoim was about to shaitach the ganze world. So he asked if you're allowed to put down Hashem Hashem and again to put it down. Nosa achiteifel, oh, Misha lo'im od avazei chonek. Nosa achiteifel kalvuchoy meruma la'azhe sholem ben ish le'ishtoy. Oma akadosh baruch Hashem ish mi shenichta bekdush imocha al amayim. La'atz sa'olam kule lachaskama vekamo. Mi ad kosav. and he put it down and it stopped the water. Freida Ochlanes, this is a heter to save the whole world. What was Matir Moshe Rabbeinu to do it, to take out Atmos Yosef? So he says that some say because it was a shvur from Yosef. Back in 40 ways in the Cheshbonis. But still, what we said. So the Chaloyz din was to take the Atzomis taka. He took the Atzomis only because of the Shvua. On the Shvua, he will have to leave him there. So it's like a Geshmak. Vayikach Moishas Atzmis Yosef. Shtim is a Sach Mebesef, what we said. But the Chaim Kaleyevsky says a Poshta Teretz. He says, I'll say it's better for Medina. But he said that he written it on metal and gold. Brings down Rashi and Posuk Lamed Beis, and Perek Lamed Beis, and the Egel. Posuk Dalet brings down that from what they did the Egel, they found that Pashel Zov, and they put it in the mouth of the Egel, and the Egel started to say, Anoich Hashem Alekecha. This is at Rashi, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Dalet. ויאמר אלו אלוקיך ישראל אשר העלוך מארץ מצרים. והיה בידי שם וטס שכוסה במוישה עלי שור עלי שור לאל זרעינו של יוסף מתוך הנילוס והשליחו לתוך הכור ויוצא העגל. יד הפיס. יש שם שמיכו היה שם, שיוצא מתר דומסי. So he says it was mere gold. חרס, the name gets raised. Gold, the name doesn't get raised. זה פחם כאן יעשי פה שאתה תארץ. חרס, what? Oh, so why don't we didn't get gold? Because the פקק, how do you say the פקק? The cord was ready from חרס before, right? So you couldn't stomach, why didn't you put cement? Because this was a piece, that was the court of the place. So you had to get a piece exactly like it was. And what was the cheres, right? What's the cheres? So you had to throw back a cheres. Oh, but here you have a stam send Hashem Hashem to bring up the oven. Zog the welt. Better. It's a heves. Here, they threw down the Shem, and what the Shem had to go, come to the oven, zhup, bring it up, right? It will not raise. Something that stays down there forever, the Shem gets raised. And I'll prove to you that it's right. Yisam Micho had it. It had Shem Hashem. Taka came up. If you bring this Rashi, this is the answer. It didn't stay there. The only problem with David HaMelech was to take Shem Hashem and to throw it down with the time. It gets raised. But if you trace something down to go up, the Horaya, Micho had it. The ganze Ochlaner, it's a pele, yishmakshim, yishmetaltim, yishmakshim, yishmetaltim. It's all busy with all the viturutsim. Supposed to answer, the Horaya, Micho had it later. So if Micho had it, we made it to Bechlam Nishkin.
Come up.
Like the oven will come up, but it will stay down and set up the oven. It's not a pump. He said this, Alesho. It comes and pulls it up together. And if Hanol Shemosh, the one that rides the Shem knows what is going to happen, but there's a clap. So the same way he knew it will pick up the oven, he knew the system. Al-Khashuchan, Al-Khlaner, Agan, the Sukin and Gimel, it's Agan, the Al-Khlaner. Most of the turrets. I remember when I was a kid, Rav Ruderman came to Eretz Yisrael, Shivan Baltimore in Eretz Yisrael. My father was the Rebbe there, I think his biggest Talmud ever. And so we went to visit him. I was a kid, I was 10 years old. My young brother, Shiva Das, was there also. So Rav Ruderman asked him, what are you learning? Parshas B'Shalach. So he asked him, if a person makes a shvua not to look at someone, and the person dies, are you allowed to look at him or not? So my brother says, in the Mefurash Pasuk in our Parsha, are you allowed to? It says in the Pasuk, Vayema Moshe, Al tiro, Isyatz v'rehu, Sishuas Hashem, Ki kasher ha'isim es Mitzrayim ha'yoyim, Lo yisay sifu liroi samoy, Lo yisay sifu liroi samoy. Then it says, וירא ישראל מצרים מי סספס היום? צז כאשר ישראל מצרים היום לא יסיפו לראות סמוי? אני צז וירא ישראל מצרים מי סספס היום? So it says clear that he saw them. Is the right that you're allowed to? So years later I found the Sefer Tosefes Brocha. It's Mechaber et son of the Aruch HaShulchan. Mechaber Sefer Teira Tmima. It's a Pirush on the Teira. Teira Tmima, son of the Aruch HaShulchan. So he has a Sefer Tosefes Brocha. He writes and himself a story. Ze Asrois Bashonim. I was in Parshas Beshalach by my uncle. His uncle was the Netziv from Valozhin. It was Motzi Shabbos and everyone came together to drink Chamim. All the Gdolim, and I was there also. And a Yid came and he said, listen, I have a Shaila, what happened to me today? 12 years I'm with a business and my friend, and we had a mamish for years we were friends. And we had a huge fight. And I made a Shvua, I will not look in his face. And I kept the Shvua till today. Today the person died. And I want to go over to look in his face and to ask Mechila. But Lemaisa, I made a Shvua. So I don't know. And he said, every one of the Gedolim started to say, Adaiti da Ochi, loy nadarne, Adaiti da Ochi, yon nadarne, lo nadarne, back and forth. And I told him, I don't understand what you want. A couple of hours ago, we have a raya from the Pasuk. Lo yisifu li yisus Mitzrayim. When they saw him dead, we see when a person makes a Shvua, it doesn't mean that when he's dead. He says, and don't tell me, maybe, it means to see, to look. They just saw him dead, like, you know, like dead fish in the water. Chazal say that everyone was makir, zeh anoyge sheikshani, zeh anoyge sheikshani. Everyone knew, recognized who are the people that did a lot of tzoros to them. And he claims that Alpi Dem, his uncle, was matir. It's a big chiddush because it could be a lot of his bearing. The Maisa the Zohar asks this question. But in Talmud Yeris and Menuziel state that when they went out of the water they were living yet. They were not dead. The Yeris and Menuziel says, listen, the Yeris Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayom. פרק למד. פסוק למד, יהודה לדעת. ויושר השם היום וססרו במצרים, והזרים מייס על ספס היום. ובני ישראל, ופריק משביז השם היום ועוז יס ישראל, מן ידעון במצרי, וחמון ישראל יס מצרים, מייסין ולא מייסין, רמוים על גייף ימה. מייסין ולא מייסין. And the Pirush Yonason says, "Ve'ochu b'midrash yalkut." Ve'yar Yisrael Mitzrayim meisim eino yemer elo meis, meisim ve'loy meisim. Ketzeis nafsho ki meiso, elo meiso ve'loy meiso. Mitzrayim meisim. This I understand in the Rim Pshat. And why? Shelo yoyimu ha'mitzrim k'shem she'onu avudim bayam. As one matter, shall Hashem who Yisrael, k'shem shanu yoytzim b'tzad zeh, hem yoytzim b'tzad acher. Also the Mitzrim, at least they will die. Okay, everyone drowned. Moshe tried to pass them through, it collapsed. Moshe tried to cut the water, everyone tried. Moshe was holding the water, didn't hold on. So at least they will die with a good feeling. So Hashem wanted them to see, here, all the Yidden outside, now die. So b'meile, v'yazor Mitzrayim meis al tzfas hayom. This is the meis. Goes back how it goes with the lashon meis. Aber lefi dem, the ganze heter, the ganze shtikul teire, the ganze shtikul teire from the Tosefes Brocha, and a kid 5 years old, mishkin hazeh hashtar kekashe. Aber to say that in Valozhin, the matir al pi that, you have to know it's a shvera zach. It's already late and we didn't manage to do nothing, so I'll tell you just one yediyah, Mogen Avrom. It's Pasha Shire. We've touched the man. Noshavta baruch ha kisom hayom tzalaluk ha'yferes b'mayim madirim. Tzalaluk ha'yferes b'mayim madirim. What is the pshat? Tzalaluk ha'yferes b'mayim madirim. This word I heard from a yid. It's called Reb Shimon Kohen. He has a brother of Yeshua Kohen. Baal HaKerem Yeshua has all different memory mahalchim and chashas. I'm sure somewhere in the world you bumped into him. But as a sefer Aseres Moini from Reb Shimon Kohen, they have it in the Eitzel, a tire yid. And once he told me this word, I would like to say it. I don't remember if he's alive or not. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Adirim, who is Adirim? Is the Mitzri. Shenemar, Ba'adi Ripoil. And the Gemara has a different pshat, it's a different chazal, that Adirim goes on the water. Cholov Shoal, Maim Nosno Bekois Adirim. We'll see it in the Shira, Dvoiro, and Sisroi. Maim Shoal, Cholov Shoal, Maim Shoal, Cholov Nosno Bekois Adirim. She took a water cup, not a mug, because she would not be choshed that it's milk. And she gave him milk instead of water. Maim shoal, cholov nosno bekois adirim. Adi b'amorim, maim adirim. All different chazarim that water is called. So the Primogodim says, Yishale ha'yulim pshat. Tzoluk eferes b'mayim adirim b'mitzrim. Or tzoluk eferes b'mitzrim b'mayim adirim. So some people say the pasuk twice, like in the morning. Noshav t'bruch ha'zayom tzoluk eferes b'mayim adirim. So I gefers b'mayim adirim, or I mechaven try to mechaven both. Kilo. So I gefers b'mayim adirim, and I quickly mechaven both. So look I gefers b'mayim the adirim, or so look I gefers b'mayim adirim. It means b'mayim adirim the mitzrim or so look b'mayim. I don't know how you mechaven. Sorry, how you mechaven anymore? What? You skip it. I hear. Those are how Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, like the famous story with the Kriyas Yamsuf. So a person had a very, you know, the famous story to say a person had a very beautiful picture of Kriyas Yamsuf. He wanted to sell for a lot of money. So he bought him to pick up the picture and he saw it's blank. He asked him, what is it? He says, Kriyas Yamsuf. They say, we don't see nothing. He said, Israel went out, the Mitzrim didn't come yet, and the water is split, so it's empty. So it's a picture, so he said, you skip us Yashin. I said, a good Shabbos.